Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Paris. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling to see what this was. I saw some charges on my bank account, and I'm not sure what it is.
Okay. Could you go ahead and provide me with that zip code, please?
70544.
All right. And what about that first and last name?
Rebecca Marcotte, M-A-R-C-O-T-T-E.
Okay. Could you go ahead and verify that home address for me?
126 Gina Street, Generette, Louisiana, 70544.
Okay. Give me just a moment to let the transactions load. Our computer is quite slow today, so I'm going to place you on a brief hold for about 30 seconds to 1 minute.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, ma'am, I do see that you entered to win a free cookware set for $5.74.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, so that is a offer, and that is a membership. It comes with a membership. So you have the offer to enter to win the cookware set, and you only pay shipping and handling, which is $5.74. But that that is only for a certain trial period. So when that trial period is over, you are charged the original amount of the cookware set, which is $67.32.
Can you cancel that? Because that's not what I thought it was. That's not what it said it was.
What I can do is give you a 35%
refund. 35%
refund,
and then what? I don't get the cookware?
No, ma'am. It's a,
so you're going to charge me how much?
You enter to win. $67.32.
I entered to win. They told me I won, and all I had to do was pay shipping and handling.
That's
what the ad said. That I did win, and all I had to do was pay shipping and handling, which was the five something.
Yes, ma'am, but in the terms and conditions, it does state that you will be billed monthly for the original price after the free trial is over.
Well, I don't want this. I need to speak to somebody because I need my money back. It was a false advertisement, and that's, I need my money back.
I can do a 35% refund.
No, I need 100% refund. This is false advertisement. I did not know that.
Well, you agreed to the terms and conditions, as I'm seeing here.
Well, I need to speak to someone because I don't want this. I need to get my money back, please.
Our supervisor is third party, so they do not speak to customers directly.
Well, I need my money back.
Okay,
I didn't know this. I'm going to be overdrawn if this goes through. I can't afford it. I'm under a lot of stress. I just became single. I don't have the money for it.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about that. Give me just a second to speak with my supervisor to see what I can
do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. Okay, ma'am, so I did speak with my supervisor, and I was authorized to give you a 50% refund of the $67.32.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Are you okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, ma'am, I'm going to place you on hold so I can get this refund issued to you. It should be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, and you should receive an email within 24 to 48 hours letting you know that you have been refunded. So please hold for me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, are you still here?
Yes, ma'am.
So I did issue that refund of the total is $33.66. That should be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, like I stated earlier. And you should receive an email letting you know that you have been refunded within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, thanks.
Can I go ahead and provide you with that confirmation ID?
1 second, please. I don't have a pen. That's okay. Thank you.
Ma'am, I have to give it to you, ma'am.
Go ahead.
All right. It is C as in Charlie, 263-599-197.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. I hope you have a great day, and I'm sorry about that again.
Yes, ma'am. Goodbye.
Okay.